may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book.
Introduction: Humanity's Best Friend. We are all just walking each other home, Ram Dass. And we hope it will be a really long walk, Dr. Becker and Rodney. Dr. Curtis Welch was worried. As winter began its slow creep into the small Alaskan town of Nome in late 1924, he noticed a disturbing trend: increasing cases of tonsillitis and inflammatory diseases of the throat. The flu pandemic of 1918 to 1919 that killed a little more than 1,000 in his state was still fresh in his memory. But this was different. Some of the cases had the appearance of diphtheria. In his 18 years practicing there as a physician, he had never seen the contagious infection, brought about by a certain strain of toxin-producing bacteria that can lead to death, especially in children. Diphtheria was commonly known as the strangling angel of children. It causes the throat to become blocked with a thick, leathery coating that makes breathing very difficult. Without treatment, death by suffocation is likely. By January the following year, it was clear he was dealing with an outbreak of the dreadful disease and had no treatment on hand. Children were beginning to die. At his request, all schools, churches, movies, and lodges were closed, and all public gatherings were forbidden. No longer could people travel on the trails, with the exception of those delivering mail or conducting urgent and necessary business. Homes were quarantined if any family members were suspected of having the illness. Although these measures would help, what Dr. Welch really needed to save his entire region of about 10,000 people was the antitoxin serum. The cure, however, was more than 1,000 miles away in Anchorage. It may as well have been millions of miles away, as there was no way to traverse the ice-filled harbors or fly an open cockpit plane through the sub-zero temperatures. Enter teams of sled dogs and their drivers to participate in the Great Race of Mercy, a historic round-the-clock relay that covered 674 miles of rugged wilderness, frozen waterways, and treeless tundra over 5.5 days to deliver the miracle serum to Nome. Two Siberian huskies named Balto and Togo stood out as the superstar dogs of the journey. They often relied on scent rather than sight to push through miles of blinding whiteout conditions, a perilous trip that is now part of the iconic Iditarod Trail. This story is just one of many that vividly illustrates how incredible dogs are and how humans and dogs have been helping one another since we fell in love thousands of years ago. It has been nearly a century since the serum run saved Nome, and, as the irony of the world stage would have it, we write this while in the midst of another outbreak circling the globe. Society is searching for our modern version of such rescue dogs to save us from an invisible foe that has proven lethal in many people. A sled dog is not likely going to deliver the anti-serum today, though we wouldn't put it past some more sled dogs coming to the rescue in remote areas again for delivering anti-COVID therapies and vaccines. But our dogs have no doubt become central players in antidotes of other kinds that are helping us plow through the coronavirus pandemic. More than half of U.S. households own pets, with dogs taking the lead over cats. By some estimates, 12% of adults with children under the age of 18 adopted pets because of the pandemic, compared with 8% of all adults. Pet ownership is trending upward, and we think it's here to stay. For many dog owners, we realize that people use different terms to refer to their relationship with their pet: pet parent, owner, guardian, and so on. Some may take issue with the term pet or dog owner, but there's no general consensus on this matter, so you can choose whichever terminology you prefer. We'll mix up the language in the book. Our pets provide brief moments of paradise on long, refreshing walks and are regular sources of hugs and kisses in our homes. They provide unwavering comfort, cuddles, and unconditional love, a distraction.